Welcome, everybody. Shir number 786, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so as we always do, every so often we have interesting questions which come up from our B'nai Chabura, ask different shailas, different questions. And sometimes it's very, they're all very important. Sometimes it's a very interesting question that applies to many people. And we want to, make a share of it, then everybody should, hear the question and hear the answer, what it's all about. So there's an interesting question. Somebody asked, one of our wonderful B'nai Chabura asked that they're sitting, let's say there's a family, 12, 13, 14 people, and let's say the balabos, the one who's going to make the mitzi washes last. So, but the bottom line is, in the interim, the 10, 12 people in the middle are washing, right? So I'm number two, I'm number three, or whatever. So I have to wait for everybody else to wash, or number three, four has to wait, whatever the case is. Be it as it may, I washed, I dried my hands, I made my netilas sidayim, everything was done wonderful. Now the question comes up, there's a period between the, once I'm done, the bracha and everything, drying the hands, but I'm just waiting for the hamotzi. So we said there's certain things you one could do, one can't do. We said one of the things one has to be careful not to be meseach das, sort of like turn their attention away from the whole washing procedure. Between I'm done, I washed, I made my netilas sidayim, I washed my hands, and I dried my hands, and now I'm just waiting for everybody else to finish washing. So we spoke about certain things one cannot do, to stop making drinks, mixing drinks, and these type of things the Shulchan Aruch brings down not to do. The question was, what somebody asked, interesting, that let's say, for example, I'm walking good, my hands are dry, and I'll just, as I'm walking to the table, I'll take some dips. Right, there's a whole bunch of dips for the mishpacha, and I'm going to take them from the kitchen, the counter, and I'll bring them over to the table, the Shabbos table. Let's say case in time whereby it's Shabbos. Usually these things come up more on Shabbos than during the week. During the week people are unless it's at a simcha over there, but over there you have waiters or whatever the case might be. And during the week, many people just you don't have all these various different things going on whereby you have a lot of people. At an average dinner, or average supper, or whatever. So let's say, getting back to our regular Shabbos, right? So the mishpacha is together. So I'm going to bring the dips to the table in this time zone. In other words, between the washing and all and everything that I did, and the waiting for the balabas to make the hamotzi. Or possibly, maybe I'll be sitting at the table and I want to take some dips. I want to take something, put it on my plate. Right, these type of things, want to get ready, some coleslaw on my plate or something like that. Like this, bottom line is, as soon as the moitzi is made and I'm going to listen to that moitzi and start eating. And, we shouldn't have to take time afterwards. In other words, once I hear the moitzi and then start figuring out, everybody wants to start, to put some dips on their plate, put some coleslaw on their plate. I'm just giving an example. It could be anything. And everybody has to wait for the other person. So, but be it as it may, bottom line is, could one do these actions between the washing procedure and the hamotzi? So the mitzvah was brought to my attention that Rabbi Hirschfeld, the Shlita, holds that would not be a hefsek. I mean, we're not dealing with anything, major over here. Just basically, like we said, basically just bringing a couple of dips to the table, or possibly putting a little bit of the dip on their plate or whatever, something along those lines, taking some dip onto their plate while they're waiting for the balabas, while they're waiting for everybody to finish washing, so then the balabas will make the hamotzi, and have them in mind. So Rav Hirschfeld felt that it wasn't really similar to the fact that where we spoke about, let's say somebody starts mixing drinks, making drinks or whatever the case is, that could be, it takes a little bit more, a little bit more of a action whereby that might be Mesiach Das, which the Shulchan Aruch says one should be careful not to do, not to stop preparing drinks, making drinks and so on. Now, the other thing is also, which you could say by drinks also, but this is due to the fact that it's less of an action. Also, we say that it's okay, in other words, the we need the dips for the suda, right? It's part of the coleslaws and whatever the case is, the potato salad, all these are all tzorchei suda, all part making, all the preparations. It's part of the preparations for the suda, in which case we said one could make a hefsek. Even though somebody could tell you, well, maybe the drinks are also, but that's already a little bit pushing it to start preparing drinks and mixing drinks, and that's could, you know, takes a little bit more of concentration, if you might want to call it, possibly. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says that that would be a little bit further, a little far-fetched to say that that would not be a problem, and the Shulchan Aruch Taka says that making drinks would be a problem. But again, if it's a light, very light action, like these things which we spoke about, we would say, Rav Hirschfeld said that it would be tzorchei hasuda, preparations for the suda, and it's nothing major, and it would not be a problem while people are waiting for the, you know, the balabas to make the hamaitzi. Now, but I do want to stress, one does have to be careful. These actions cannot definitely not take place before one makes the al natila sedayim, or before one, you know, even possibly drying the hands. We did say, Rav Hirschfeld mentioned that, to say a main, once somebody said the natila sedayim, the bracha natila sedayim, before they dry their hands, right? As we know by now, one makes the natila sedayim, then you dry your hands. So to say a main, between that period, between the bracha natila sedayim and drying their hands. So just to say, Amen, Rav Hirschfeld felt that was okay. But definitely one should be careful not to do all these things, start bringing dips to the table and putting dips on their plate and putting coleslaw and putting the food on their plate. Obviously all that should not be done before one makes the Netilas Yadayim. And even before, you know, even between the Netilas Yadayim and the drying of the hands, because all that is part of one mitzvah, and we said definitely before one makes it until sedaim. It's like making a real hefsik, a real interruption between the washing and the bracha. And again, just again to review, the only reason why we make the al natila sedaim afterwards, whereby it should have been before, right? Usually you do a mitzvah, it's over lasiyosim, you're doing it before. You take a lulavan esrog, you make the bracha, right? However it's done, then you put it together. You're eating matzah, right? The first night of by the Seder, you eat matzah, you make the bracha first. Right? Alachilas matzah. Whatever the case, the mitzvah, a bracha and a mitzvah is done first. Why over here by Natil Sadaim? So we explained one of the reasons was, Mishabura said, again, just to review, and important to keep it on, you know, in our mind, is that our hands might not be clean, and therefore we want to first wash our hands, but then make the bracha. But we want to keep in mind and stress again and again that bracha and the Natil Sadaim has to be said right away, not to start doing things. Definitely not to talk out for sure, not to do any actions in between. And make the Natilas Yadayim, dry your hands. Once you're done with that, okay, so then there's a waiting process sometimes if there's more people. So these various different things we've been said, if somebody looks into a sefer without talking out, Rev Hirschfeld felt that that was also okay. So these various different things would be allowed to be done because a person has to wait anyways, right? The balabas is going to make the hamaitzi and nothing I could do. I'm not making my own lechem mishnah. Even if you do have your own lechem mishnah, but lemaisa, the balabas is making the bracha, whatever the case is. So there is definitely going to be a waiting period at that point, whereas between the washing and the Natilas Yadayim, you don't have to wait for anybody. You're on your own, so to say, and the bracha has to be made right away, and the drawing has to be done right away. But until you get to Hamaitzi part, so then we have a waiting period. You know, the bigger the mishpacha, kanayin hahori, you know, the more people that have to wash, the longer the waiting period is going to be. I mean, that's a common thing, and it makes sense, and we want to know what things could be done. So lemaisa, that is those various different you know, simple actions of bringing something to the table or whatever, putting something on one's plate could be done. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.